And joining us now on the line is former PGA Tour caddy Russ Holden, who is the founder of Caddy for a Cure. It's a fabulous foundation that's been around for about 4 or 5 years now. And basically their premise is you can bid online to be a caddy for a PGA Tour player in a sanctioned PGA Tour practice round. I'll let Russ tell you about it. Russ Holden, good morning. Hey, happy Sunday to you, Russ.
Hey, happy Sunday to you. Good morning, Russ. Nice to talk to you.
Well, we are excited about this because for the very first year, the Caddy for a Cure program will be in effect during the Honda Classic. We've got four big names that will be teeing it up during practice rounds at the Honda that listeners can bid on, and all the money goes to charity. But first, give our listeners an idea for your background as a caddy and how the premise and the idea for Caddy for a Cure came about.
Well, thanks. I'm a PGA member here in South Florida section and been here for 25 years now, and I was the director of golf at Whitfield Country Club back in the early 90s, and I had a guy come in off the street who was pitching for the California Angels, and he had we became life friends, and his wife gave birth during that time to their second child, which was afflicted with a very rare bone marrow disorder called Fanconi anemia. And it deeply touched me, and I said that somehow, some way in my life, I wanted to be able to make a difference and raise awareness and raise funds. And I was blessed with the good fortune of having Bernhard Langer be a resident at there at Whitfield Country Club, and he and I became friends. And I used to caddy for him occasionally from time to time when his regular longtime caddy, Pete Coleman, couldn't make it over here to America for whatever reason. And about 6 years ago, Bernhard gave me the call and asked me to come on out full-time. And I did. I took it on and ended up caddying for just over 4 years for him full-time and traveling around the world and had a great experience. But when I first got out there, I had this idea that there was a lot of people that would like to trade spots with me for a day. And I approached the PGA Tour, and we went over all the what-ifs and whatnot, and we got their blessing and approval. We went to the government and got our 501c3 status all in order, and here we are. 5 years later, we've had over 90 great experiences right now through the years at various venues around the PGA Tour. And these PGA Tour players are just so wonderful and so giving. You know, when they find out that 100% of the money is going to charity, they can't say yes fast enough. And we're really thrilled to be right here in our own backyard at the Honda Classic with the new Honda Classic. And I think it's really a testimony to the great work that Ken Kennerly and his team are doing up there at the Honda for us to be a part of it.
Hey, Russ, I wanted to ask you about the initial time approaching these PGA Tour players about doing this, because I would assume you might get some resistance in that, you know, a lot of these guys view this as their office and this is their practice time getting ready for the big test, essentially, for the weekend. Did you have to overcome any initial hesitation on these guys' parts, or were they really receptive to it right off the bat?
You know, I've received very little resistance, if any. We have virtually almost 100% of the PGA Tour players have all said yes. And frankly, when it comes right down to it, it's really a better situation for the tour player. And when you really analyze it, the tour caddy goes along with the regular tour player as well as the caddy for a cure winner. So when you really think about it, with the tour caddy not having the laborious task of carrying the bag around, they actually, you can look at it from a different light, where the tour caddy is actually with the tour player. And frankly, when I approach them, we go through the charitable aspects of it, and it's really set up as a win-win-win situation for all the charities that are involved. But really, they don't have to do anything. They don't have to do anything special or anything different. I always tell the tour players, hey, look, if you're going to play at 6 in the morning or 6 in the evening, it doesn't matter. We'll be there whatever time you normally do your practice regimen and what you normally do on a Tuesday. We'll just have somebody else along there to carry your bag. And once they find that out, you know, it's really not much of a distraction at all.
Russ Holden is the founder of Caddy for a Cure. It's a fabulous foundation where there's a four-way split of all the proceeds, and 100% of the proceeds going to charity, 25% to Fanconi Anemia, 25% to the player's charity of choice, 25% to the tournament's charity of choice, and of course for the Honda Classic, when Ben Crane, Fred Funk, Todd Hamilton, and Justin Rose, the four players during a Honda Classic practice round, will be donating their time and their bag for auction, 25% of that money will go to the Honda Classics charity of choice, which, of course, is the children's healthcare charity. And then the last 25% goes to the Caddy Benevolent Fund. And Russ Holden, a former PGA Tour caddy himself for many years on Bernhard Langer's bag, joining us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. And Russ, these auctions are going on right now. The auctions for Ben Crane, Fred Funk, Todd Hamilton, and Justin Rose, the four men that you can have a chance to caddy for during a Honda Classic practice round. Those auctions are going on online right now.
They are, yeah. The best way for people to get there and to have a look at the auction and see what it's all about is simply to go to our site, and that is caddyforacure.com. We spell it C-A-D-D-Y, and then just the words, F-O-R-A-C-U-R-E, caddyforacure.com. And you can find out all about the charities that we support, who some of our sponsors are, what venues are coming up. And Russ and Pat, we encourage everyone to sign up for our newsletter. In that newsletter, we don't barrage you with mail or whatnot, but you will be kept up to date as we get more commitments from more PGA Tour players and we get more people signed up. You know, we send out a brief notice to let you know who signed up. But if you go to that site, there's a huge icon right in the middle of the page that says click here to bid now, and then that'll take you over to our Mission Fish store on eBay, and you can actually have a look at who's available and when. And we have one more week from today. The auctions end next Sunday night at around 10 p.m. And have a look. This is just a great opportunity, unlike anything else in professional sports. You know, we tell people often that you could never imagine warming up Josh Beckett in the bullpen at Fenway Park or riding shotgun with Jeff Gordon up at Daytona. But you can get inside the ropes and go with number 7 ranked Justin Rose, the European Order of Merit winner last year. I mean, he's one of the best players in the world. And you're going to have a chance to walk up close and personal and carry his bag and see how he does it. Just a great opportunity.
Russ, give me like a day in the life of this event. Like, say you do, you win the chance to caddy for Justin Rose for this practice round. Like you said, he says, well, I'm practicing at 6:30. You as the winner show up. You got the bag. Are you expected to know yardages or club him? Or give me a little sampling of what it's like to actually be a caddy for one of these guys.
Sure. Well, the first thing that we'll do after we after you sign up and you actually win and are the winning participant, we give you about $2,000 worth of stuff. We have a bunch of great sponsors behind us in Firethorn. You get an exclusive Firethorn apparel package. We have Bison Homes out in Arizona. It gives you a 3-day golf Arizona vacation. Speed Stick, you're going to get a brand new Speed Stick embroidered with Caddy for a Cure on it. You'll have a pair of Peak Vision sunglasses, as well as a host of other things that we give away. But typically, we'll find out a couple of days in advance when, let's just say, Justin, as an example, is going to play his practice round on Tuesday, and I coordinate that with the winner and the caddy and Justin himself. And typically, we'll meet about half an hour to an hour before, and we'll introduce you to your player, and we'll introduce you to your tour caddy and get you all outfitted with your bib on and everything like that. And there you go. You wet the towel, and you're standing on the range rubbing shoulders with the best players in the world and watching the guy go through his warm-up routine, and off you go to the first tee. And you can get as involved or as uninvolved as you want to get. Many of the past participants have had maybe just a little bit of caddy experience or really wanted to get involved on the yardage book and find out how they work, and that's where these tour caddies come in. I mean, they're all really great guys, and they recognize that this is a day for charity, and they'll teach you how to use a yardage book and where the runouts are and where, you know, the layups are and things like that. And if you don't want to get involved in that, that's fine. Just come along and watch how Justin and Mick Doran, you know, one of the world's best caddies, do it. And you play all 18 holes, and if you get out there and you find that, wow, this is a lot harder than I thought it was, and you get to 9, 10, 11 holes, whatever you might go, and you find out that maybe this bag is a little bit heavier than I thought it was, again, that's where the tour caddy comes in. He's able to come in, pick up the bag. We do this for a living every day. It's not hard for us. And then you just walk along and participate. Maybe you rake some bunkers, clean the balls, pull up extra divots or something like that, or do some aspect of caddying, but you're intimately one-on-one with that tour player. You know, Pat, if you and I were to play golf and you hit it down the right side and I hit it down the left side, and we're trying to spend the day together, you know, there'll be times when you and I don't see each other for 10 minutes, 15 minutes at a time. Doesn't happen that way with Caddy for a Cure. If you're caddying for me, we're intimately tied at the hip, and the amount of closeness and personal interaction with Caddy for a Cure far outweighs even a pro-am playing on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Russ, that, you know, you talk about, yeah, guys can do this and play with PGA Tour pros in a pro-am, and you can pay, you know, whatever the price is per tournament, $5,000 for some tournaments, $6,000 for others, $7,000 for others, a lot of money. That money doesn't necessarily all go to charity. It's still a good cause for the pro-am to sign up for a pro-am, but the difference is you could be playing with that pro for 4 hours, but you might have a total of 15 minutes of FaceTime with them on the tee boxes at most, because, you know, you're probably going to be in the woods for the most part, and the tour pro is going to be right down the middle. Well, for this practice round, we're caddying for that player. You'll be, like you said, right attached to his hip because you've got his bag. He's not going too far away from his bag, and you can have a chance to caddy for four big-time names in the world of golf: Ben Crane, Fred Funk, Todd Hamilton, Justin Rose. Caddyforacure.com is the website, C-A-D-D-Y, for a cure, all one word, .com. You've got 1 week left because the auctions will close at approximately 10 p.m., 1 week from today, Sunday, February 17th, and it's a great cause. A four-way split of all the proceeds, and 100% of the proceeds go to charity. All the operating costs for Caddy for a Cure are covered by their great sponsors. As you mentioned, Russ, all those great sponsors that the winning bidders get swag from. But 25% going to Fanconi Anemia, 25% to the players' charity of choice, Ben Crane, Fred Funk, Todd Hamilton, Justin Rose. They can choose where a quarter of that money goes. 25% to the Honda Classics charity, children's healthcare charities, and 25% to the Caddy Benevolent Fund. It's a fabulous idea. It's an even better cause. And caddyforacure.com is the website. Russ Holden, former PGA Tour caddy and the founder of Caddy for a Cure. Good luck with this, Russ. I know you're going to raise a lot of money, and we can't wait to see this in effect in a couple of weeks at the Honda Classic.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having us on, and thanks for letting us tell our story.
All right. Thanks, Russ. Have a great Sunday. There he is, Russ Holden, former caddy, PGA Tour caddy for Bernhard Langer and a number of other players, and the founder for Caddy for a Cure. Caddyforacure.com is the website. You've got 1 week left. If you want a caddy for Ben Crane or Freddie Funk or Todd Hamilton, a former British Open winner and a former Honda Classic champion, or Justin Rose, number 7 in the world rankings and the reigning Order of Merit champion on the European Tour, you've got 1 week left. Caddyforacure.com is the website. It's a great cause.